Here we go. Miffy Clyro almost finishing off the Sunday service, this special Glastonbury Sunday service. And the people who are going to be taking over from me have walked into the room. Hi.
Hi. We're going to engage with you in the same kind of tone, even though the Adam and Joe program is far more innovating and irritating. But
yeah,
it's sacrilegious to kind of ruin the mood that you create here, Jarvis.
I'm going to go even lower than Jarvis.
Loving it.
It's past sexy and becomes just scary when I do this.
And what can we expect from your program, guys?
A lot of football chat.
Oh, that'll go down well.
Because
we love sport.
We love the ball, the net, the kicking, all of the sport we absolutely love. So, yeah, it's the place that everyone's heading to for the deconstruction of the game.
Okay.
So we're going to do that. Do you ever read the shipping forecast, Jarvis? Have you ever been invited to do that?
It would be one of my dreams.
I mean, it would be great. You had the music from the shipping forecast on one of your compilation albums, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
That would be great, man. You should definitely do that. Can you not just... Do you have to be on Radio 4?
Assassinate the person who does it at the moment.
Yes. I think you'd be great.
Anyway, have a great show. Have you been at the festival? I've all gone normal now, haven't I? Have you been at the festival all weekend?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's been really fun.
It's been good, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's been great.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed, but it's been really sunny.
It's been amazing.
It has, hasn't it?
Have you noticed?
I noticed that, yeah.
And you know normally it's rainy.
Yeah,
but
rainy
it's
and
been
muddy.
Sunny.
Wow.
Have you seen, Jarvis, that you've been impressed by their stagecraft? Because if you don't mind me saying so, obviously you are maybe the king of stagecraft in living memory.
Well, I saw the Flaming Lips who've been... I don't know how I've managed to not see them, but it's the first time I've seen them live, and yeah, their stage show was fantastic. He had the kind of fog machine. He kind of picked it up and aimed it at everybody, and sometimes it was just one big cloud on the stage.
Was he rolling around in his hamster ball?
I think he did that. We went to that point, but I think he did get out into the crowd in the hamster ball, yes.
Yeah.
I have an adverse reaction to the Flaming Lips.
What's your problem?
They're too positive.
So you go all negative,
yeah.
Do you?
They make me go the other way.
At festival, surely that's what you want. Anyway, I'll play my last song, and then it's over to you guys. This is hopefully an appropriate song. First time I came to Glastonbury, a horrible time. It wasn't sunny, but one ray of sunshine was Jonathan Richman played, and for the time I watched him, I felt good. And this is his song, The Summer Feeling, which it's
lovely
a
song.
Lovely song that says such a lot about summer. Maybe I'll cry. Anyway,
have
a great show, and thank you to listeners for listening. Bye.